Health Security Agency says the risk to the public from hantavirus remains very low after revealing two British people on board the cruise ship at the centre of the outbreak have returned home. The pair are now self-isolating. Their exact location has not been revealed. Here's our health editor, Hugh Pym.
The British pair left the cruise ship at the island of St Helena and flew back to the UK via Johannesburg. They didn't have symptoms but contacted health officials when they heard of the hantavirus cases on the ship. In cooperation with international health authorities, contacts on their journey home are being traced. The UK HSA also said British people currently on the ship would be flown back to the UK on a charter flight, probably from the Canary Islands, as long as they don't have symptoms. They would then have to self-isolate or be put into quarantine, possibly for up to 6 weeks, depending on the timing of their last potential exposure to the virus.
A British man who was on board the ship has been airlifted to hospital in the Netherlands. He's been widely named as 56-year-old Martin Anstey. He's told Sky News that he's doing okay and not feeling too bad. A serving Metropolitan Police officers are being investigated for potential misconduct in relation to the way the force handled reports of sexual abuse by Mohammed Al-Fayed, the former owner of Harrods. The investigation by the Independent Office for Police Conduct has been going on since January last year. Mohammed Al-Fayed died in 2023, having never faced any charges. Our correspondent Ellie Price reports.
It was only after the BBC documentary in September 2024, which exposed just some of the sexual abuse perpetrated by Mohammed Al-Fayed, that the Met revealed it had been approached by 21 women before his death in 2023. The IOPC said it was yet to decide whether any current or former officers have, or would have had if they were still serving, a disciplinary case to answer. A Met Police spokesperson said the force was assisting the IOPC, adding the investigation of the officers did not mean that misconduct proceedings would necessarily follow.
James Holder, a co-founder of the clothing company Superdry, will be sentenced later after being found guilty of rape. The 54-year-old's trial heard he attacked a woman in May 2022, having been on a night out at a bar in Cheltenham. In-person voting is about to get underway in elections across England, Scotland and Wales. Polling stations are open until 10 o'clock tonight. Our political correspondent Nick Eardley reports.
In Scotland, 129 members of the Scottish Parliament will be chosen. In Wales, an enlarged 96-member Senedd will be elected from 16 large constituencies. In England, thousands of councillors and six mayors are being decided. Photo ID will be required to vote in person in England, but not in Scotland or Wales today. The results will start to come in overnight, but many areas won't begin counting until tomorrow, with some results as late as Saturday.
The singer Bonnie Tyler is recuperating, having had emergency intestinal surgery yesterday. The 74-year-old was taken to hospital near her home in Faro in Portugal. A message on social media said the surgery had gone well. In football, Arsenal will play Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League final later this month. The French side defeated Bayern Munich 6-5 on aggregate after a 1-1 draw in the second leg of their semi-final last night. PSG won the Champions League last season, while Arsenal have never lifted the trophy. Julien Laurent, a French football expert, says the Gunners have a chance.
They are, for me, the best team out of position in the world. Better than the Bayern, better than the PSG, better than anybody else you want. When they don't have the ball, they're so hard to break down. That's why they are the best defense in the Champions League, for example. That's why they still haven't lost in the Champions League. They're the only team. So I think that is special on a one game, not over two legs, but over one game. That's huge to have.
Deliveroo is expanding its platform to allow people to make restaurant reservations. The service is initially being rolled out in London and will allow users to book tables at hundreds of venues. Deliveroo said it hoped to expand its reservation platform across the UK later this year.
With a look at this morning's papers, I'm Amelia Clark. Were Twitchers to blame for cruise ship rat virus, asks the Daily Mail. Officials reportedly believe hantavirus may have been brought aboard the MV Hondius by a Dutch couple who visited a landfill site in Argentina to take photographs of birds. Around 150 passengers and crew are still on board the ship, and according to The Sun, the authorities are intensely discussing the next steps when people are brought ashore. A spokeswoman for the World Health Organization has warned 8 weeks is a horribly long time to be in quarantine. The front of the Daily Telegraph features a picture of 56-year-old Martin Anstey, who's been airlifted from the ship. He's understood to have been taken to the Netherlands for specialist treatment. Mr. Anstey's wife is quoted as saying that it's been a very traumatic few days for his family. Deal or we'll bomb you to hell is the message to Iran from President Trump on the front of the Times. The paper cites a leaked memo with concessions for Iran, including allowing an eventual return of uranium enrichment to the same levels as under the deal negotiated by President Obama. The Guardian's coverage includes the report from the US media outlet Axios, which claims Washington and Tehran are close to agreeing a one-page memorandum of understanding. The possibility of peace between the US and Iran follows what the Daily Express describes as another dizzying 24 hours of twists and turns after President Trump ditched a plan to wrest control of the Strait of Hormuz. But writing in The Eye, James Bell says this latest U-turn shows just how few options Mr. Trump has left in trying to end the unpopular war he started 2 months ago. And the Daily Mirror reports on a seagull that has been caught stealing crisps from a shop in Filey in North Yorkshire. The feathery felon, who has been nicknamed Stephen Seagull by locals, reportedly comes in every day for snacks. The Daily Star's editorial suggests it surely won't be long until he's up before the beak.